Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. He couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Last night, Game 5 of the NBA Finals going to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 120-109 over the Indiana Pacers to take a 3-2 series victory as the Pacers really struggled to keep up with the Thunder offensively, including
Tyrese. Yeah, they certainly struggled to keep up with the Thunder.
Mitch, this was a two-point game with 7 minutes left.
It was a two-point game with 7 minutes left, but they had the lead from most of the contest.
That was with Halliburton being held scoreless when it comes to field goals. That was with Oklahoma City hitting every three imaginable.
Every three imaginable.
45% from three. Indiana could not shoot it well. I also thought Indiana got a terrible whistle in the first half.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
Just railroaded you, buddy boy.
I was saying, I'm sorry I didn't give T.J. McConnell enough credit, but I was going to go over to Halliburton, who had 4 points on the night, all on free throws, dealing with the calf injury, and he was asked if it could affect his status for Game 6.
It's the finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete, help my teammates any way I can. You know, it's not really a thought of mine to not play. If I can, you know, walk, then I want to play.
Now, as much as a hater as I've been on Halliburton during the playoffs,
He's
been a Halliburton hater.
It's been quite a run. I will say, if he doesn't play Game 6, and this is obviously not a hot take, series is over.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Glad somebody said it.
But I'm saying that because the Pacers have gotten so much credit for this postseason for being such a team-oriented system.
The Pacers win, then I think it goes to a Game 7.
Finally, someone on the fan has the pills say such a statement.
You know how the national media, like, during halftime, they went off. Stephen A. and Kendrick Perkins went off on Halliburton.
Stephen A. accidentally said that he was glad that was tough.
Well, why do I want to hear from ESPN's version of Doyle Brunson talking about basketball all of a sudden? Play your solitaire.
Well, so they go off on him, and then they find out, oh, whoops,
gotta wear the cowboy hat.
He's injured. So then I wonder, would he be better off not playing at all in Game 6 to avoid that kind of nonsense? Or if he guts it out and plays, but then has another game like that, is that going to be considered hurting his team too? Like, what is he supposed to do?
Better have your ass out there. Better have yourself out there.
It's a bad look if you go back home and you can't play.
If you can't play, everybody's going to want to trade you and call you soft and say you're made of glass and that you're not contributing to a winning franchise. That's my experience with a great player in Cleveland. Well, that's my experience. Even if they have surgery.
Little difference between the great players. One's hit four of the signature shots. Did rush to say could be the face of the league.
I said could be. I mean, didn't say it was going to be.
Who knows? Pacer fans might even accuse Halliburton of faking that potential injury. Now, going over to baseball last night, one of the two returns I mentioned of legends, the other one being Shohei Ohtani, back on the mound for the first time in 2 years since Tommy John's surgery, was asked a question about his return. This is Ohtani via an interpreter.
I'm very grateful for all those staff members, people who supported me throughout this whole progress. I'm very grateful that I'm back here healthy and pitching again.
Now, he only pitched an inning, gave up two hits and one run, made up four with two hits.
Wait, who was that? Was that Ohtani?
That was his interpreter.
His interpreter. His new interpreter.
Oddly
enough, the old interpreter reported to jail yesterday.
No really? Kidding?
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. What an anniversary.
Was that his credo? I will not pitch until they put that man in jail. Here he is.
According to some people who believe that he was the fall man for Shohei Ohtani.
Speculation.
It's not my speculation. Thought. It's just a little thing we like to call speculation. Now, why is that?
Not going
to
do it.
Go ahead and move on.
I was going to say, one of the things that was big about him last night, 100 miles per hour on the gun. So you think Ohtani's back on the mound, he's just got to keep ramping himself up. And the Dodgers finally have a pitcher they can rely on for this 2025 season. And finally, we had some news from Major League Eating yesterday. You heard me right, folks.
Hold on, I got a question.
Yes.
You said they finally have a pitcher they can rely on. He pitched one inning.
I'm saying if he can ramp himself up, then they finally have a pitcher they can rely on.
All right, never mind.
It's like your face of the league comment. Yeah, Context matters.
It's
in
very
this
interesting because he's a current major league player, so you can't like give him rehab starts or anything in AAA. Because he's
right.
One of your best
your
hitters.
Yeah.
So you can't like send him down to the minors like, all right, we'll see you in a few weeks.
Somebody here asked if they could bring him out of the bullpen.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I asked if he could be a closer someday.
Yes.
Could he do that?
I mean, if John Smoltz can transition.
I mean, he hit 100 on the gun.
Yeah.
Okay, but how does that work? You stay out in the bullpen, like in between the innings that you're hitting. Like how does that work?
Nah, you just bring him in like a little league baseball.
It's time to bring back the bullpen carts.
Yeah, high school they always run from the dugouts back to the bullpen and everything.
So much fun. He is so much fun.
Absolutely. Going from Major League Baseball back to Major League Eating. We had some news yesterday regarding 16-time hot dog eating champion Joey Chestnut reaching a deal to return to the Nathan's contest next month. Here's Chestnut yesterday via TMZ Sports.
We learned from our mistakes, maybe. Last year, we kind of both sides dug in our heels. I was working with a company that they didn't think I should be working with, and we just kind of met in the middle. I think when communication breaks down, bad things happen. So we started talking again, and then we got figured out.
Don't you love that he has a team? He has a whole team, and now he's questioning whether or not he was in the wrong. He had the wrong organization leading the charge.
Contrary to what people believe about me, because I know what I look like, I'm disgusted by competitive eating.
You've been on record.
I've been on record about it. But he's a lot of fun. He's a great quote. He has a lot of fun with it. It's just something that people seem to like. They dig him. They dig that an American has it. It's just innocent. So good for him. Congratulations for him being back in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
What happened to Kobayashi?
He just kind of went away from the competition. Had that meltdown on the stage a few years ago.
Is he basically turned into the David Duvall? Competitive eating.
He and Chestnut had the big Netflix battle last year when Chestnut couldn't compete in this contest.
Did anybody watch that?
I assume so. They hyped it up on Netflix for a number of weeks.
They hype up a lot of things on Netflix for a number of weeks. It's Netflix.
That's true.
I don't know how many people watched it. Did you watch it, Mitch?
I don't think I did.
So no one in this room watched it?
So I used to have to fill in on July 4th on TV. And the only thing to show every year was this.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was this. So you were getting gross. Extended highlights, not just your pedestrian run-of-the-mill highlights. You were getting comprehensive team coverage. So we would show the announcer, who was very theatrical.
He's fun.
Just like, by the way, the NBA did yesterday. Hey, we're going to show the full lead-up to the game.
It took you over a decade. But why they decided to make the NBA Finals, which is like the highlight of any television package. I don't know why they decided for so many years to make it just a regular old game.
By the way, on another note.
Yeah, what?
So, Barrett Sports Media, listen up and listen up loudly.
Just trying to get written about. And they're not going to write about you anymore. It's over.
Well, we'll see.
Our new segment, Listen Up.
What if I told you that the NBA is the only sport where the clear best play-by-play guys are not doing the biggest games? Meaning Kevin Harlan, Ian Eagle are the best. I don't even think there's a big debate. Right now, they are the best in basketball, yet can't sniff an NBA Finals.
Well, they don't work for the right company, bud.
I know. I'm just saying, when does that happen? Like, the NFL, it rotates, so we get everybody. Now, baseball, people would argue that Joe Buck. But I would say Joe Buck, over time, has become the voice of big game baseball.
Is he the best in baseball now for big games?
Well, he doesn't do baseball anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's Joe Davis.
Joe Davis.
I like him. Better.
Is he the best, though? Is Joe Davis the best? He's really good.
Vasgersian was up there for a while, but he wasn't doing the big games.
No.
And then TBS had that rotating.
Hold on. Who is the best? Who is the best baseball right now?
Brian Anderson's pretty good.
I think he's excellent at basketball, and he's understated.
Matt Vasgersian's pretty good.
Yeah.
Shriffin.
When Shulman was doing games, Shulman was great.
Dan Shulman. You know what? Dan Shulman was great at everything.
Yeah.
He's kind of been. What happened to Shulman?
I think he's doing Blue Jays.
Because nobody
games.
Cares about college basketball anymore. He did a bunch of big college basketball games. That's it.
That's it.
I'm just saying. If we really want to make it.
My man did the segment for him.
If we really want to make it the biggest event, got to have the best guys. Breen is really good. Really good. Nobody has a bad thing to say about Breen. He's not the best, though.
Well, yeah, but Ian Eagle and Kevin Harlan work for a different company, so they can't just take it over. Super Bowl. Well, they don't.
These guys change companies. Joe Buck changed.
It's time to get rid of the dunk contest and bring in the play-by-play contest.
All right, would you rather
winner gets to call the
finals? Would you rather have Ian Eagle do the finals of the NCAA tournament? Because he's now the voice of the NCAA tournament.
Like Marv Albert was the best guy forever, and then unfortunately he had his off the mic issues. And so that was it. And then
that happened when we were small children.
Right. But remember, Marv Albert was the guy doing all the biggest games.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.